and gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
And thank you, Logan, very much. Welcome, everybody, to the show. We've got 3 hours for you here today. If your radio station carries all three. If not, you can listen online on dirtdoctor.com. More and more people doing that. Also, all the hours are recorded and archived, so you can check some of the previous shows out. We talk about landscaping and gardening and pest control and environmental issues and a little bit of everything here. So whatever you'd like to talk about, jump on board and let's chat. I got a few things to do, but we'll go to the phones here pretty quickly. Telephone number for you is 1-866-444-DIRT, 866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by Munster Milling Company, makers of Munster Natural dog food and cat food. They're up in the northern part of Texas, Munster, Texas, specifically, and I've been doing a great job making some wonderful pet foods. I've got one question that came in by Facebook related to dogs and food and supplements. We'll talk about a little bit. The dog this morning is a good-looking dude. We try to help the SPCA dogs here, and we've helped them quite a bit at home. We got a house full of them at home, three, and Logan has one as well. If you didn't hear about how the Tony contest, what the DNA of Tony is, you can see that on the website. It's in the library. You can go to Tony and find it there. It's also on the animal pages that we've got. The dog this morning is Shadow, and Shadow's a good-looking dog. Says he's 7 months old male shepherd mix, which looks like that's probably true. Short hair, real pretty sleek black fur, pointy ears, big pointy ears, standing straight up. Weighs about 40 pounds right now, and it says he's feisty and got a great spirit, and he likes to play tug of war and things like that, likes to go to the dog parks and all that already. So check out Shadow, and let's try to give him a home. Bad news, may buy from last week, still waiting for a home. But good news is that Freckles and Sasha from before that have been adopted. So thank you for that. And let's try to help Shadow out. Check him out on dirtdoctor.com. Go to the button. It says SPCA dog or whatever the button says there right on the homepage, and you can see him and the other dogs that are available too. So check all that out. My tea this morning, yerba mate, and a lot of honey. Put more honey in than normal, so you might want to try that because it's good. I think if you put enough honey in just about any tea, it really makes it good. We had a, like I said, a note that came in relative to dogs on Facebook. And the question was about using garlic. Every time garlic comes up, we get into this conversation, but this one just came up as a question. There are apparently websites and books and commentary and things out there saying don't feed your dogs garlic, it'll kill your dogs, and all kinds of scary things. It's a good thing that that's not true, because we wouldn't have any of the three dogs that we have right now. We, Judy and I, eat a lot of garlic. Most meals have some garlic. And we do something else that a lot of people don't recommend in addition to the Munster Natural. And this is something Ronnie Felderhoff and I have talked about a lot. They recommend it too. We feed our dogs table scraps. And it's kind of an interesting point. It's kind of like what goes in the compost and doesn't go in the compost. A lot of people say don't put greasy foods and foods that have salt on them in the compost. And I've always said and written that if it can't go in the compost pile, you sure shouldn't have been eating it in the first place. So anything from your kitchen can, obviously a whole lot, a great volume of raw meats and fat and grease and things like that. If it's out of balance, if there's just too much to go along with the dry brown stuff, the carbon material in the pile, you're going to create a kind of a stinky mess. That's the only problem. Well, there's another problem too, and that's wild animals coming to forage your compost pile. So what you want to do, if you don't have a big pile that really heats up in a hurry and can take all that heavy protein, and a lot of the commercial composters do that, but at home, to prevent that, do what we do. Just put the stuff that's meat and fatty things and raw things that might attract wildlife into a metal container with a lid first, and let it break down some. The black soldier fly larvae, the maggots of the beautiful little black soldier fly, looks like a blue-black wasp, but it's actually a very beneficial fly, will break those materials down very quickly, and then they can be added to the compost pile that's outside, in with the leaves and plant residue and all that kind of thing. So you don't have to create a stinky mess using all that stuff. Garlic can certainly go in the compost pile. In our opinion, and we've done it for years, garlic can be fed to animals. There are some very good products on the market that are that function as flea repellents that have a major ingredient, garlic, in the product. Now, can you have a pet that's allergic to garlic? Sure, you bet you can. Just like people, there are some people that are deathly allergic to garlic. At least some people think they are, and I think that does exist to a degree. So, yeah, if your pet has a reaction or whatever, you don't use much. Most of them don't have a problem, and ours certainly don't because they eat it with the scraps. They get to clean out our plates almost every day. It's a little ritual that we do. And Judy didn't like me doing it at first, but she's finally given in now because they enjoy it so much. They look forward to it. Breakfast is when I do that the most. And I don't use garlic that much in the morning. I do some because I use a fermented salsa that I get from the farmer's market. Really good stuff. In fact, I'm trying to get in. There's a new book that I heard being talked about on NPR yesterday about. It's called The Art of Fermentation. I'm going to get that book because fermented food is a very important part of healthy people's diets around the world, and something you should be doing if you aren't already. You probably are to a degree and don't even know it. Not just sauerkraut, but things like pickles and olives and various other things. But this fermented salsa that I use has garlic in it. So they get, even from when they lick the plates out and after breakfast, they're getting a little bit of garlic. Be careful with it. Don't overdo it. I think it's like a lot of things. Use garlic or anything that you use in moderation, and I don't think there's a problem with it at all. I was talking to Ronnie Felderhoff with Munster Milling Company about having garlic actually put in some of the dry dog foods, and I don't know if it ended up being done in some of the new formulations that are there or not. Something I need to look into, but it's an ingredient a lot of people use. In Howard's garden, we've got nice little slow rain going on here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, which is good because we've been in a drought. We got a good rain a couple of days ago, although it was kind of spotty. At our office and our house, we did get a good rain. Some of the things have popped out as a result. The oxblood lilies are blooming, and some of the plants that like be associated with some rain flowering and doing their thing. We've been through an interesting year from heat and drought, 106, 105 degree weather and droughty conditions for quite a while, to hail storms. The hail, a lot of my plants are still recovering. Most of them doing pretty well. Some were beat up pretty badly, and some even completely destroyed. I was trying to find some comfrey. One of Judy's clients, she's in the real estate business. One of her clients got bit by a spider, and one of Logan's friends got bit by a spider recently too. So I was trying to find some comfrey, and both the comfrey, both at my house and the office, was destroyed apparently by the hail, and I didn't even notice it. It was beat up so bad, and I didn't do anything to help it, and it kind of died away. So I'm going to have to replant my comfrey. Comfrey is a herb that is really pretty in the garden, and also the juice helps with a lot of rashes and insect bites and various things. One of the plants I recommend that everybody grow. Well, I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll go to the phone when I come back. It's 866-444-DIRT-3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. Don't go away.
Did you know that two of the top five most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
One of the places you can go to buy Crazy Water is at the Crazy Water store in Mineral Wells. This is where the Crazy Well is and where you can purchase Crazy Water and many related products. Crazy Water is what I drink, and there are several reasons why you should too. Other waters can't add naturally occurring minerals to their water, only synthetic ones. Crazy Water's high level of natural minerals are more readily absorbed by your body than synthetic minerals. Crazy Water is also a natural sports drink without all the artificial flavors and sugars. Crazy Water drinkers love it because it's real and it's an easy means of hydration and electrolyte replenishment. Crazy Water's been making people feel good since 1881. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us to locate a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner ad on the top of the store location page to print a page that you can give to your store so they can get Crazy Water for you. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
It's kind of humorous now. Everybody out there is trying to get on the green bandwagon. Even some of the polluters who still recommend toxic fertilizers and pesticides. There's one company, though, that's been truly green for a very long time. It's the Medina Corporation down in Hondo, Texas. When it comes to taking care of your lawn, your garden, or your farm, Medina's products cover all the bases. All of the Medina products work by stimulating the soil biology that I talk about all the time. That helps with all plants. Whether growing herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, you can feel good knowing that you're spending your dollars wisely, as well as treating your soil, plants, and the environment right. All of Medina's products improve the soil. Some are totally organic. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina now, and it's available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website for more information is MedinaAg.com. You'll find these wonderful products at any store that sells organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we're going to go on to the phones real quick, and then I'll catch up on a few other things. That number to jump on here is 866-444-3478. First up this morning is JC in Denton, Texas. Hey, JC.
Good morning. I have a big tooth maple and a sweet gum in my front yard.
Okay.
And I got them for the orange fall color. But they are more red in the fall. And I saw something on the Weather Channel the other day that was talking about something about the acidity in the soil or something, and I didn't catch it. Do you know? And other people's sweet gums seem to be orange, too.
Well, most people want it just the other way around, want the red. The bottom line, though, JC, for you is that there's not anything you can do. If that's
okay.
if that's your question, you get the fall color that you get. Soil does have a role in it. The genetics of the tree is the most important thing, and then the soil has a certain impact on the fall color. But a lot of times, the most important thing is simply the weather. Are you already seeing fall color on it now?
No.
Okay. Well, the reason I ask that, I'm seeing some fall color in my area, in Lakewood area of Dallas. Some of my Japanese maples have already started to try to turn color a little bit. And when I saw it, I thought, wow, I got something wrong going on. And then I drove around the neighborhood, and the tulip trees already has some yellow fall color, and some of the other Japanese maples we're having. We've had a very strange year going back to the mild winter that we had, and then the crazy kind of up and down spring. So fall color is going to be all over the map this year. When you have the best fall color, you have crisp, cold weather that comes in and stays. What happens a lot of times in this part of the country is that we get cold. We've already had some cold chilly night temperatures, and then it gets warm again. You know, it went back up over 100 degrees and fairly warm nights again. Then it goes back down and goes up and down. And that tends to mix the trees up as far as how they flower and how they have fall color. But to control the fall color, there's really nothing that you can do. You just kind of take what you get, and hopefully it'll be a pretty color. Do you have – I know Denton has clay and sandy soils. What's your soil like there?
It's more clay in the front yard.
Okay. It's a good fall color tree. It likes the sandy soils a lot better. I used to design a lot of sweet gum trees into landscape projects all over the place, and they would tend to do pretty well for several years and then start going downhill. They really prefer that deep, acid, sandy soil condition. So all I can tell you to do is keep the tree healthy, make sure the flare is well exposed above the ground, and use organic fertilizer, use the overall organic program, and you'll have as good a fall color as the plant will give you. It's kind of up to the plant from that point forward.
Okay. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. And open lines at 866-444-3478. Had an interesting question that came in on Facebook. You can go to our Facebook. I still don't have the slightest idea how it works. I pull it up at the beginning of the show, and it's one look of a Facebook page, and then I type in Dirt Doctor, and it's a totally different look. So your guess is as good as mine about how to get in there and get a question to me that I can help you with. But try Howard Garrett or Dirt Doctor, either one. The question that came in that was kind of interesting, well, a couple of them. The first one was about the cost of organics. And the comment was, with an organic program, you don't use any fertilizers and you don't use any pesticides and you don't use this and you don't use that. Why should it cost more? It should cost less. Well, that's a fallacy to start with. We don't do nothing. We do different things. We have a different program. We do things less often with the organic program. And the reason that we do that is that we don't have to do it as often with synthetic products. What on the pesticide side or the fertilizer side, either one, these things are synthetic products that don't really work very well other than just maybe temporarily, and then they go away. They wash away, leach away the fertilizers, and you need to fertilize again. The pesticides kill indiscriminately. Good things and bad things in the pest generally come back. And so you end up doing things more often. With organic techniques, we fertilize less often. We fertilize about three times at the most. And we're right now in the window for the third major fertilization of the year. You may not have done another fertilizer already. You may have done one already, and you may have done two. But in either case, the one now is pretty important. A lot of people will argue that the fall fertilization is the most important of all because you help that burst of root growth that the plants get in the fall, which is beginning right now. So we're right smack in the window for that. We use soft, gentle, low analysis organic fertilizers that last longer is the reason that we don't have to fertilize as often. We're feeding the soil too. We're stimulating the microbes in the soil. They grow and they build all during the season, and the waste and dead bodies of those microbes is what really feed the plant. So we're not force feeding with a synthetic thing that's soluble, and it helps for a while, and then it's gone, and have to fertilize again. So let's talk about it a little bit more when I come back, and then if you have some questions, give me a call, 866-444-3478. And again, the website is dirtdoctor.com. I'll tell you how to get our free newsletter real easy when I come back.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. An Illinois man who allegedly planned to set off a car bomb outside a bar in downtown Chicago is in custody. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Chicago says 18-year-old Adele Daoud was arrested last night in an undercover operation. NATO says it's investigating statements by Afghan officials that eight women and girls were killed in an overnight airstrike in eastern Afghanistan. NATO says initial reports show that only terrorists were killed. Israel's prime minister says Iran's leadership is too fanatical for diplomacy or sanctions to be effective in containing Tehran's nuclear program. Benjamin Netanyahu speaking today to NBC TV's Meet the Press program. And Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says he's concerned territorial disputes in the Asia-Pacific region could spark provocations and result in violence that could draw other nations in. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-801-9691. 1-800-801-9691. That's 1-800-801-9691. 1-800-801-9691.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Went after Yankees ace CC Sabathia lost his third straight decision. Ivan Nova gave New York a boost, outpitching James Shields to give the Yankees a 5-3 win over Tampa Bay. While Nova held the race to two runs on fourths and sixth innings, center fielder Curtis Granderson had its key two-run homer.
This is where you want to be, you know, playing meaningful games in September, and this is where we're at right now. Both teams are trying to get themselves into October, and this is a great series to go ahead and try to control your own destiny.
Baltimore lost to Oakland 5-2. That means the Yankees now top the AL East by one game over the Orioles and four over the Rays. With Texas losing to Seattle 8-6, the wild-card leading A's are now within two games of the West leading Rangers. Elsewhere, Chicago beat Minnesota 5-3. Detroit was a 5-3 winner for Cleveland. The Sox Central League stays at a game over the Tigers. Boston beat Toronto 3-2. Kansas City down to L.A. by that same score. In the National League, Miami beat Cincinnati 6-4. Johnny Cueto suffered his third straight loss in his bid to win his 18th game. The Red Central lead still 11 games over the Cardinals as St. Louis fell to the L.A. Dodgers 4-3. This is SRN Sports. Buster Posey had a two-run homer in the fifth to help San Francisco beat Arizona 3-2. The West front-running Giants, who have won four straight and 22 of 32, lead the Dodgers by 7.5. Atlanta edged Washington 5-4 to pull within 6.5 games. The East leading Nats, Freddie Freeman, says opening with two straight wins over Washington is a confidence booster for his wild-card leading Braves.
This is the number one team in, the National League. So, you know, we're playing them tough, and we beat them twice now. So, we got a chance to sweep them tomorrow, and hopefully we can come out and get a great pitching performance, and we can put some runs on the board.
Philadelphia's hopes for a wildcard berth suffered a blow when they were blanked by lowly Houston 5-0. While the Cardinals and Dodgers are tied for the second wildcard spot, the Phillies are three games behind them. Pittsburgh beat Chicago 7-6. It was Milwaukee 9, New York 6, San Diego 4-3 over Colorado. With no fanfare and a similar lack of urgency, the NHL is locking out its players again and setting in motion the third work stoppage in pro sports in 18 months. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Open lines at 866-444-3478. Somebody sent me a note on Facebook saying that the live stream wasn't on. There's a couple of things there. It is working now, and the webcam's on, too, those of you that are members. If it's not working, let me know through Facebook or through send an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. One thing that came up last week, apparently, that's kind of curious is that if you have a Mac, there seems to be more of an issue, which is what I use. There seems to be more of an issue than other kind of computers. So let us know, and we'll get everything all squared away there. Continuing to talk about the cost of organics and so forth, in general, most people would say just the opposite, that the organic program cost too much. It costs more because when they go in to first look at what at the products and the price of the fertilizers and the pest control products, they will in general be the at least the unit prices more than the synthetic products because there's a whole lot more synthetic products made than organic products. But if you consider all the factors, all the inputs, all the input costs, the organic program can save money. The reason that produce and meats and things like that in the grocery stores has a higher price tag is, one, I think that have to be honest. I think that a lot of people that produce organic things charge a little more. They feel like they've done something special and worked really hard, and they can get more for the products. But the bigger issue is supply and demand. There's just a whole lot fewer organic producers than traditional producers. Plus, on the traditional side, you got a bunch of things going on that I'm not in favor of at all. You've heard me talk about the farm bill. I'm not in favor of the farm bill at all because it gives a lot of subsidies and handouts and props up the chemical way of doing things. That's another reason why those products end up being less money. If everybody was on the same playing field and had to make a profit off of what they would do, everybody would go to organic production because it works better. It's the only thing that's sustainable, and your land gets better and better, and production gets better and better. You don't contaminate the land with salt fertilizers, and you don't cause environmental problems, and you have food that's far more nutritious, so it's just better all the way around. But while we're making that transition over from the synthetic approach to managing land and crops and everything over to organics, you are going to see that organic food cost more. Again, if you look at all the costs, if you look at your health, what your health worth, and how much food, the organic food, you tend to not have to eat as much. A lot of people are seeing that, especially if you do other good things like probiotics and vitamins and things like that. In a perfect world, everybody eating organic food, you'd get all the nutrients and all the vitamins and minerals and everything from the soil and into the plants and into the body, and you wouldn't even need the supplements. But we don't have a perfect situation yet. So that's the deal on the cost of organics. Related to that, somebody asked me what I thought about biodynamic gardening, biodynamic farming. That's a term that a group of people coined that do really super intensive kinds of work. They do things that sound a little strange. I've read about it a lot, and I do some things, but in general, I don't do biodynamic gardening because it's too much trouble. They produce some really intense products. They'll take a manure, for example, and do some quite interesting things with it. Stuff it into cow's horns, hollow cow's horns, or maybe other animals too. Bury it in the ground, and what happens is that over a period of time, it composts and becomes a very intensely biologically active product, and they make a lot of different kinds of products that do specific things and are very, very intense. And I don't have any problem with it. I think probably that for the most part, it all works, and in some cases works extremely well. It's just for most people, most homeowners and most truck farmers and most people that are trying to make a living with organic techniques would consider it too much trouble. Is it? Maybe we're all making a mistake not using it more, but it does require more time. There's no question about it. There are some pretty good books, real good books written about the subject if you want to find out more about it. Biodynamic farming. And then got another very, very typical question that's about controlling grasshoppers, and I'm a little surprised that there's still grasshoppers out there that are a problem, although I just saw some myself this past week. They normally are around when it's really hot and dry, but if you still do have a grasshopper problem, there is a solution. This person on Facebook said that they had bought and tried 7 and that it didn't work at all. They said, what can I use? She said, what can I use that will work against the grasshoppers and not be something toxic? Well, I may be wrong, but my assumption was that she thought that 7 was a non-toxic. She asked specifically what's going to be safe to use around pets and kids after she had just said she used 7. Well, 7 dust, is one of the most toxic products that's still on the market. You'll notice on the label in great big black letters that says it'll kill honeybees, and it will. It's very effective on hurting honeybees, and that's one of the main reasons it shouldn't be used. But the active ingredient in it is what killed thousands of people in Bhopal, India, quite a long time ago. And I know about it quite well because my father-in-law, back in those days, worked for Union Carbide, which was the company that made this stuff. So it's not a product that you want to use. It's kind of strange that it got the reputation of being a really safe insecticide. And my father-in-law thought it was safe, too, and he was the one involved in making it and the whole deal. But he also used chlordane, too. He also stocked up on it when it was banned from the market. So, you know, everybody has their own paradigms and their own thought process about the toxicity of these things and all. But the bottom line is that it's far too toxic for anybody to use. Plus, as this person reported, doesn't work very well anyway on a lot of the insects. Grasshoppers can be controlled very well with kaolin clay. Kaolin clay is in a product called Surround. Surround WP is a product that it's one of those products that if you can't find it at your local store, you can do two things. You can tell the store to contact now, the Natural Organic Warehouse, and they can buy it wholesale and have it available for you in your store, wherever you are. Or you can, if you need some right away, order it direct from the Natural Organic Warehouse. One of the nice things about the product is it's real light, and so shipping isn't a big problem as it is with some of the heavier products like lava sand and some of the compost products and soil products and everything. The shipping a lot of times is as much or more than the cost of the goods. But most anybody out there at this point should know what kaolin clay and Surround is, and you can call around first because they won't all have it in stock. But if grasshoppers still are a problem, you buy the product, you mix it in water, and you spray it on the foliage. It creates a particle film on the plants that confuses the grasshoppers. Works against other insects that are problematic too. Some of the hardest to control insects, the kaolin clay in the form of Surround is a good way to go. And by the way, I used to recommend, and some people still do. In fact, my friend Bob Webster down in San Antonio, I've heard him recommend the same thing I did for a long time, that if you can't find the commercial product, just go to a place that sells pottery supplies, and you can buy generic kaolin clay. Well, it's not the same texture. It's not as fine. It has, more contamination in it of other things, not toxic or anything, but just things that make it not light and fluffy and create that nice particle film and do the work that you're looking for, okay? And then I guess the other question that's coming in the most common these days, I'm not seeing it in my garden, I haven't for years, but ants are being asked about again, fire ants and other ants as well. Well, to begin with, the other ants other than fire ants and cut ants, Texas leaf-cutting ants, which only people in the south, well, south of Dallas-Fort Worth area, really. I need some wood to knock on so we don't get them up here in Dallas. Those two are the real problematic ants. The other ones are just nuisance ants at worst for the most part, and some of them are very beneficial at helping to be part of the food chain, move microbes around, be part of the biodiversity of the site. And so just because you have some ants, you don't necessarily want to kill them. If they are an ant that's eating your plants, which fire ants will do in the vegetable garden, and stinging you, which they will do, you want to control them. Most people get complete control of fire ants by using molasses, spraying products that contain molasses, and using dry molasses as a fertilizer. And that's what I'm going to be using once again as my fertilizer, my major fertilizer I've already done some of it on everything, all the landscaping and vegetable garden and the whole deal. That product by itself, 95% of the time, people have reported, and we've seen it ourselves, that will get rid of the fire ants. They'll just go away. It may kill them, but we think it's just a situation where it stimulates the biological activity to a point where the fire ants don't want to be around that area, and they go somewhere else. You can kill ants on the property if you need to with dry diatomaceous earth, unless it's a rainy, misty day like today. It needs to be dry or DE won't work. It'll be a good benefit for your soil. It's a good soil amendment. The spinosad product some people still use, I'm not a huge fan because they will kill honeybees. But if you do use spinosad, use the granular products and put them on the soil, and they will control fire ants well too. And drenches can be used, and I'll talk about them a little bit more when I come back. And we'll go back to the phones. Howard Garrett back right after this. They say that their service is the most comprehensive plant analysis program available. And you know, I agree with them. Who am I talking about? Well, it's Texas Plant and Soil Lab. They have a brand new website. It's called asktheplant.com. Their telephone number is 956-383-0739. This is the company that does soil testing, water testing, petiole testing, the stem testing, in other words, and anything related to toxic materials. See the new website. It's asktheplant.com.
The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs that produce great results and will save you money. This week's featured product is Avenger Weed Killer. It's a fast-acting, non-selective, natural control for most weeds, including grasses and broadleaves. Visit naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Natural Organic Warehouse. Organic programs and products that work.
There's a small dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, and it's the one I recommend you try for your dogs. My dogs eat only Munster natural dog food. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you. Main thing to them is the taste, but Judy and I notice how it makes them look and feel. Other major points are the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients around, including prebiotics and L-carnitine. Also, some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. Some of the Munster dog foods contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, but all Munster natural foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the United States, not in China. Everything about Munster natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster Natural, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com and make your dogs and cats happier and healthier.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
One of the places you can go to buy Crazy Water is at the Crazy Water store in Mineral Wells. This is where the Crazy Well is and where you can purchase Crazy Water and many related products. Crazy Water is what I drink, and there are several reasons why you should too. Other waters can't add naturally occurring minerals to their water, only synthetic ones. Crazy Water's high level of natural minerals are more readily absorbed by your body than synthetic minerals. Crazy Water is also a natural sports drink without all the artificial flavors and sugars. Crazy Water drinkers love it because it's real and it's an easy means of hydration and electrolyte replenishment. Crazy Water's been making people feel good since 1881. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us to locate a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner ad on the top of the store location page to print a page that you can give to your store so they can get Crazy Water for you. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. I was finishing something. What the heck was it? Oh, the final thing on the ant control is if you have individual fire ant mounds, and you can use this in the vegetable garden or anywhere. In fact, anything that I recommend, you can. There's a mound drench that is basically a mixture of the ingredients that are in Garrett juice, compost tea, vinegar, molasses, seaweed. If the fish is in it or not, in this case, it doesn't make much difference. But you add orange oil to it. You add D-limonene or orange oil at 2 ounces per gallon of the Garrett juice mixture, and you pour that right in the center of the mound. You can do it without the Garrett juice mixture being in there, but it just buffers and, you know, forms a fertility situation for the soil when you do it as well. But the 2 ounces of orange oil is what really kills. The molasses kind of helps long term. But the orange oil mixture, any mix that you can use just 2 ounces of orange oil and water if you want to. It'll tend to burn plants, especially grass and things, a little bit more because it's not buffered by the organic stuff. But whatever it touches, insect-wise, it kills. And it kills the fire ants very, very well. So controlling fire ants, we have a lot of tools. Also, beneficial nematodes, which we use for a lot of things, will help you control the problem ants as well. Okay, back to the phones. Norman in Milwaukee someplace next up. Hello, Norman.
Hi, Howard.
How you do?
Pretty good. I have a question about growing blueberries,
okay,
which don't normally grow in the Milwaukee area. They do grow in northern Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
I have them in some raised beds, and I'm looking for there's a specific fungus for it. It's Ericoid mycorrhizae, I think. Do you know where you can buy that?
Well, you know, our business partner and friend in Kansas is in the blueberry growing business, and I've talked to him a lot, and he's never mentioned having to buy a specific mycorrhizae. We used generic mixtures of mycorrhizal fungus and bacteria, And that, along with the organic fertilizers, you know, the dry molasses and the compost and the, you know, the overall Garrett juice mixture and all that, he grows the most beautiful, big, delicious blueberries you've ever seen. I will talk to Lance and see. You might also want to check out his website. It's Chautauqua Hills Farm is the name of it.
Could you spell that, please?
It's Chautauqua, lots of U's, Indian name, of course, Chautauqua Hills Farms. He's got a lot of great information on his website, and we also, you know, through the Natural Organic Warehouse can help you with consulting or the products, either one. But he grows the biggest, most beautiful blueberries you've ever seen, and everybody told him that he couldn't do it in that part of Kansas. Now, your situation, if you know that blueberries are already being grown somewhere nearby there, should be a piece of cake with the organic program. What are you currently using overall?
Well, I like I said, I raised the bed up about a foot, and I just planted them this year with I used half peat moss, my about a third of my native soil, and then I got about a third of sand from up north where the blueberries actually grow in, and I mixed that all together.
Okay. What kind of fertility program, though?
I just found out about you about a month ago, so I've been...
Using synthetic stuff so far?
The only thing I put on was some iron sulfate, I think.
Okay. That's not anything I'd recommend either. So you're going to see when you start to use the things that we talk about here, you're going to have the beneficial bacteria and fungi that you need. I'll talk to Lance about buying it specifically and see what he has to say about it. And we can, I think, help you produce blueberries very, very well there. How's your water situation? Have you had it tested to see what the chemical balance of the water is?
As far as what?
Well, just one of the things that we deal with here in Texas is that people can have acid soils and real good conditions for blueberries, but their water can be alkaline or have an imbalance of chemistry one way or another that kind of fouls up the soil every time you water. So it kind of ruins the effect of the good quality soil if you're putting a bad water on it all the time.
It's Milwaukee water from Lake Michigan. I think it's around a pH of 7, maybe.
Okay, they probably do balance it down to be a very neutral situation there.
Well, see, we don't have acidic soil here, so the blueberries don't normally grow right here.
Okay. Well, do you know anybody that's growing blueberries in your area?
No, just one guy in Chicago.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to get the beds acidic, and you're going to have the water neutral to a little bit acidic. It would be interesting. Milwaukee, probably, if you call them up, they probably have it right on hand and can send you an analysis of the water. So check that out so you have that in your arsenal.
Yeah, I'm going to add the apple cider vinegar to the water.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
All right, good luck, and check out his website, and I think all that can help you a lot.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Norman. Appreciate the call. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, into the first hour. We got two more. We'll go right back to the phones when we get back from this little break. And if you want to jump on here, there is an open line at 866-444-3478. If you want our newsletter, it's free. Send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com or just fill out the form on the site, dirtdoctor.com.